Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. $770,000 earrings swallowed by a thief and returned the hard way.
Oh. Yeah, that's a shiny Mr. Hank you got there.
Let's go to Orlando, Florida.
Howdy-ho!
Hello! All my earrings! Nice.
A thief who swallowed nearly $770,000 worth of Tiffany and Company earrings passed the diamonds after more than a dozen days at a hospital.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's what he said. Ooh. Well, they found it, too. Ooh.
The Orlando Police Department said, once the jewelry passed through Jathan Gilder's system, the diamonds were cleaned and returned to Tiffany, where a master jeweler reviewed the serial numbers and confirmed the items were stolen from the shop.
Now, do you say they're used and you put them back up, or what do you do?
Slightly used
right,
diamonds.
Yeah.
You have to say they were in someone's rectum.
I would not put those in my ears. Oh, hell no.
What if you take them out of the facet, like the setting, and put them in a new thing?
That's right? What I was thinking.
Yeah.
Don't make it a nose ring, though.
Still, that's,
seriously,
you kind of have to.
Lip ring. It's a lip ring.
This place smells like crap.
This one tastes funny.
He's just lucky it wasn't a necklace.
Right?
Oh.
Nasty.
It looks like it was four earrings.
What?
It was four individual earrings, but it was Tiffany's, so.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
But yeah. You have to know, though, right? You can't get down the road and find out. Those were in someone's ass, you know.
Right, those were Tiffany's.
It's like a
Tiffany's.
Pulp Fiction watch.
Seriously, yeah. Oh, look at that. He created a diamond.
They went in as carbon.
That's how tight he is.
Tight ass.
Right, that's how cheap he was. He made diamonds. Wow.
Well, did he swallow them?
Right.
Yeah. Taking them like a pill.
I'm hanging out waiting for a watch.
Gilder, 32, of Texas, posed as an assistant to an NBA player and stole the jewelry from the Tiffany store at the Mall of Millennia after being shown the items in a private room.
Oh.
Gilder was pulled over on the interstate hours after the theft. He swallowed the earrings as he was taken into custody.
It's a good idea, though.
I mean, they already got you. What's the point?
Right. I just wanted that metal detector thing go off. So you, like, left the place, you know, that little thing they have in the doorway. Let's know that someone stole something.
How did he get from the shop to his car?
Right.
Because he didn't swallow them until later.
Right.
So he just walked out with them?
I guess. Need some water. Those weren't Tylenol.
Yeah, no, you pop it like a pill. Yeah.
I feel so stupid.
He covered it in peanut butter like you feed it to a dog.
Right.
Just make sure.
Yeah, right. Give it to the dog.
Who in the hospital has to sift through this guy's poop?
they put a little basket, I think. I think they put a little basket to catch.
Oh, I know.
Catch duties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you're sifted, yeah.
It took days.
Right. They got to keep on sifting. Nope, nothing. Just the usual stuff in here.
Give him gloves and a colander. Don't let somebody else do it.
I'd make him do it.
Yeah.
More than a dozen days. There was someone that was like day nine of going through this guy's crap.
Right, rubber gloves.
Yeah, and you're just sifting through to make sure nothing's in there.
Need.
I'd murder him.
Right.
I'd say, I'm going to get it a different way.
Right.
Give me a scalpel.
I got it. Oh, it's a piece of gum. Never mind. Sorry. I got it. No, wait, sorry. It's an olive pick. Nah, damn it.
The listeners don't know these guys are making hand motions
right.
to describe what's
right.
going on. And it's worse if you see the hand motions.
Right.
Like, oh.
Need.
He's lucky that he passed it, though, because earrings are... You know, they're sharp.
Yeah.
Right. They could just get stuck
like
somewhere.
Stuck somewhere.
In a corner, yeah.
Right.
Like a serious
bad,
injury.
Bad gas, you know, shoot a lamp.
$770,000.
That crap's expensive, yeah. Damn. Definitely marked down now.
Have you ever had a dog that ate something and you had to follow the dog around to make sure you got it back?
No, they usually volunteer everything immediately, yeah. They do. It came right out. Yeah. I mean, if a dog swallowed, it would have gotten back a lot sooner because dogs pass things quickly.
Yeah.
Well, Have you tried earrings?
No. Luckily, no. Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah,
earrings might be a whole nother deal.
Right.
I swallowed a penny as a kid.
Oh, me too.
And my mom still has it in a scrapbook.
Dude, oh my God.
It came out?
It came out. Yeah.
Same.
It's a scrapbook, yeah.
She has it in a scrapbook.
My mom scrapbooked everything for the first, God. 15 years of my life.
You have to bring that in.
Right. The penny?
Right. The book?
Right.
I want to go through this.
Oh,
what
man.
Else?
Right. Here's the penny. The first penny my son made.
Dude, me and him both have poop pennies in a scrapbook.
Does anyone else have a poop penny? We found two people on the planet that have poop pennies.
I need
or
money,
a button or, you know.
Yeah, no. I have food.
All right. We're going to narc on your coworker.
Yes.
We're not narking on your coworker.
No. We don't know your coworker.
Right. You're going to narc on your coworker.
We'd love to if we knew them, but right. Yeah.
Let me start from the beginning. Narc on your coworker.
Yay!
It could be a former coworker.
Right.
But what I could do is I could disguise your voice. Watch this.
Check 1, 2.
Wow. Oh.
All right, so I could do that to the phone.
You sound heavy.
All right. I don't like the echo.
I love it.
I like the deepness.
It's like Beelzebub and AJ in the morning.
Yeah.
You sound like a dentist that collects teeth.
Right. You sound like a Vince's penny.
That's what I'm going through.
Yeah, hi, I'm coming out of Vince's ass right now.
I didn't know that's what Lincoln sounded like.
Right. Well,
he does after he's been in your ass for a day.
Yeah, he's been through hell.
He wanted to be emancipated.
Yeah. That's a Lincoln tunnel.
There it is.
All right, so let's try it on this call here.
Hey, cool.
Hello, caller.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Nice.
I have two quick ones.
Okay.
One, when I was in Wisconsin working at a cabinet shop.
Cabinet shop. Okay.
Yeah. Two of the guys up in the shop, because we had a store downstairs, Ace Hardware store.
Hold on.
A little too much echo there.
Yeah.
Check 1, 2. Test 1, 2.
Go ahead. Try that.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
That's actually better.
Bathroom hallway.
You sound like you live in a cabinet.
Right.
There you go. So, these two guys always were, running around like maniacs, getting this stuff done, carrying 2 sheets of plywood when I carry one. And the boss every once in a while would be like, why can't you be like, these other two guys? And I'm like, I finally had enough. I said, well, if you did coke in the morning, up
hold
the
on
shop.
A second. Hold on. Is anyone getting any of this?
Yeah.
I'm so picturing chipmunk.
He's getting outworked.
Yeah, they're hustling, and he's carrying one piece. They're carrying 2 pieces.
Why can't you be more like these guys?
Right,
right,
yep. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly. So they're doing coke in the morning up in the shop.
They're doing coke in the morning.
Oh, that's why.
Okay.
They just had coke. They always wanted me to be the strong man when they do a run down the floor, and I said no. But anyway, so finally I said the owner, I was like, well. Guys, if I did coke in the morning with these guys, what are you talking about? They do coke every morning. Why do you think they're running around like maniacs?
Nice.
I thought you were going to just, narc on a coworker.
You really narc on a coworker. You really did narc, yeah.
To your boss.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So the other one is, remember those little...
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, no.
I'm good with this one.
Right. That's good.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a good place to start.
That's we got to adjust this machine so it sounds better. It's a little too much.
Yeah, picture a chipmunk in the bathroom.
Right.
It does the job that we need it to
do. It does.
I was picturing one elf talking to Santa about two other elves.
Right.
Evil
elf. Yes.
He was making the toys faster.
They were coked up, Santa.
How many Etch-a-Sketches have you made?
What about this?
Wow.
Oh, that's better.
No echo.
Yeah, no echo. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That's way better.
That's nice.
Okay. Let's take a call.
It's funny to watch your face and hear that
it
voice.
It is.
Yeah. Hi, WPLR.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm calling about a coworker.
Cool.
Yeah, go ahead.
So we work at this company that has guests on a regular basis.
Okay.
And the other day... It was Monday.
Monday.
It was at 9:30. Somebody who owns a big the amphitheater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's big.
Right.
That's
a
big
into the studio.
Yeah.
Wow, this all sounds familiar. Please, keep speaking.
It's like we're there.
Yeah, and the big president of the amphitheater mm-hmm. was sitting in a seat. And, somebody in the room said, hey, do you mind switching seats and sitting at another spot?
Right.
Where Vince is sitting right now.
Oh, wait, was that you on the phone the whole time?
It was just a guy named Vince. It wasn't this Vince, right?
No,
okay.
Vince.
Yeah. That's
Vince.
That's gotcha. It was a guy.
You know how
Vince
is.
Right.
There's so many of us.
Right. I don't even know if he ever had a penny in his ass.
That does seem like a Vince move.
So this president of the amphitheater was asked to switch seats.
Asked on like that.
With this guy named Vince. And it turns out this guy, like, when Vince, the guy Vince, not this Vince.
Vince. That Vince.
Got up.
Right.
He smelled like weed.
Wow. I hope I don't smell.
Really?
I would hope that if I smelled like weed, the four people in here would tell me and then I could go take care of it. You know what I mean?
How bad was the weed smell?
Right.
Oh, man.
I'm still picturing Christmas.
I'm still stoned off of standing near this guy.
He wanted a cookie. He's like, give me a cookie. Give me a cookie.
You think I sound like this normally? I got so stoned off of the smell of this guy that I still am whacked out of my mind.
Damn, man.
Wow, this is something else. Wow, like, does this coworker have a problem with weed?
Nah.
Well, that's good to know.
That's good. Wow. Holy cow.
Much better.
Holy cow. I hope the person at the amphitheater didn't smell that weed.
Right. That'd be embarrassing.
That'd be embarrassing.
No one's eating pennies.
They never smell weed at the amphitheater.
Right. That never happens.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know what would have happened? He would have been like, this smells like the amphitheater.
Right.
But have you been watching the story of the Yankee bats?
Yeah, exploding.
These torpedo bats, they had a record-tying hitting streak. A handful of players are using bats with a slightly different shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a modified shape.
It's a game changer for the Yankees.
Yeah. They can track everything now with technology. Yeah. So like wherever you make contact with the ball when you swing, they're gonna put the meat of the bat as close to that as possible.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Yeah,
some people are saying foul. Freddie Vargas, founder and CEO of Tater Baseball in Cheshire, is on the phone now. Is this foul or is this just science?
It's genius.
You know, guys. First and foremost, thanks for having me on. I think it's fair game.
Yeah.
I do too.
Exactly.
They have gloves of different sizes. Right. Nobody cares.
Why a different bat?
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
You guys are probably all too young to remember the Pine Tar game.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Brett.
Did you?
Oops.
George, no, he said Brett. George Brett.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You said it a little close. It sounded like something else for a second.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Where they were just nuts because he had pine tar too far up the bat.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know
that was big to do.
That was a big to do. Yeah. So, but how long have these bats been around? How long have you guys been doing this?
So we started a company in 2015, and shortly after we were making torpedo bats. 3 or 4 months into being in business, so about 10 years now.
Wow.
Did you guys come up with the idea?
There's been variations of torpedo bats throughout the years. We started as a training bat company, so we made torpedo bats primarily for training purposes to train players to hit on the right spot of the bat. And we also made them for slow pitch softball because guys wanted to go long.
Yeah.
So that's a polite way of saying yes, but other people are taking the credit.
Correct.
Yeah,
you're good.
Yeah, good for you, man. No, I love the story behind this company. It's two guys that started in a garage.
Yeah,
and now it's a massive manufacturing baseball plant.
Sought after product.
Yeah. A success story. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Bring us through this. The Yankees start. They are on fire, hitting the ball.
15 home runs in 3 games. They hit 9 in 1 game alone.
Wow!
They were on fire.
This is a good thing.
What happened to your phone?
Oh, my phone has been off the hook since Sunday. You know, taking calls nonstop, emails, texts, you name it.
Wow!
Can you keep up with the orders?
So far, we've been holding our own.
Cool.
You know, all hands on deck right now.
Do you see, have you been contacted by other teams?
Yes. I talked to the Cubs yesterday, talked a little bit to a couple players on the Blue Jays, and a couple players on the Dodgers.
Wow.
And I'm sure that this has already been looked into, but there's no regulations against these bets, right?
No, MLB does have some strict regulations, but they all fall within the rules. There's a max diameter regulation, which it falls under, and then there's a density component of it, which depending on how big you make the bat, you have to play it smart because you can't make the bat too light because then it would break easily.
Gotcha.
Okay, but you also can't like drill it and put lead in it.
Damn, right? Yeah, damn it.
Freddie's like, that's a good idea.
Right.
Oh, right. Haven't thought of that one.
Like the lead bat.
Man, that's bananas. So if the Cubs call you, they're not saying, hey, send us 100 bats. They're saying, we got to send our people over, or you need to come out here with your gear to figure out where their sweet spot is. Or is that something the team already knows?
You know, I think the staff on site knows, and players, you know their grouping by just where they're hitting the ball consistently on the bats they are currently using. So we've been designing models for different players, and each team has their own quote-unquote bat lab, and so do we. So we've been designing bats to fit players' needs, whether it's they're trying to hit the outside corner, swing speed, you know, get more distance on the ball, or just hitting for average. So we designed different barrels for that, and it's we're pretty familiar with that, and teams know how to communicate that with us.
The bat lab,
like that.
I want to be in the bat lab.
It's appropriate though, because if you watch a game now, Chaz, like they have stats for everything.
Yeah,
the sabermetrics are just, you see it on every pitch, but they're talking about, like you said, bat speed, but exit velocity of the batted ball. They're talking about launch angle, and now they have a term called barreling. So it used to just be like, oh, yeah, I hit that one on the sweet spot. You just kind of know when you hit it right.
Yeah.
That's called a barrel. There's a term for it now. And with these torpedo bats, that modified shape is it's moving a little bit, slightly, but within the rules, as you mentioned, where the barrel happens. So if you find contact closer to the handle, that torpedo shape is helpful.
Oh. Damn, man.
Is there a player that you've made a bat for? Like, how many players have you made bats for that we would recognize the name?
So the most notable player we have right now is Starling Marte from the New York Mets. And last year we had Teoscar Hernandez using the bats, so he won the home run derby.
Nice.
Okay.
Hey.
Nice.
See?
And is there a player that has a real odd, like, because most of them are right around the same area. Is there one where it's like, wow, that's a weird place to have your barrel?
Yeah, I think, some guys, we kind of make bats that they hit them all over the place, so they don't have a proper grouping, but they hit for average. So we make it like a long, thin but long barrel. It resembles like a softball bat. We do have a couple guys like that. But Marte definitely has a very unique bat. His handle is almost twice as thick as normal bat of other players that we make bats for, which is crazy.
That was a club.
A friend of mine said they were looking for a sponsor for their softball team. And I said, well, I'll write the check out because you've been such a great friend for me.
Yeah.
So we're going to sponsor a Chaz and AJ team.
Nice.
I want you guys to make the bats for this team.
Oh,
yeah. I'll make sure they're juiced too so they'll win.
Yeah.
You can get those lead plugs you were talking about.
Right.
Right. Cork the bat.
Right, for the torpedoes.
That's right. Torpedo bats.
He brought up a good thing about the handle, though. Like, that's something that's been modified for years, even by players in the 70s. You would see how they taped the bats would be differently.
Yeah, right.
No one ever complained about how a bat was taped on the handle, but the handle shape is wildly different player to player. And that's never come into question.
Yeah, it's we currently make about 800, 900 different models for players.
Wow.
We started a company with six, so that kind of puts it in perspective.
Damn,
wow.
And now with the torpedo bat, we're going to be able, you know, players are going to want to put their handle on that bat, on that barrel, so it's going to create another model. So we might double the number of models by this time next year.
You, are you from Cheshire?
Born and raised in Waterbury. So we started a company in Waterbury, my parents' shed, believe it or not. And nice. Within 2 years, we got MLB certified, graduated to the garage. And then shortly thereafter, we had a...
Yeah.
That's the title of your book, by the way.
Yeah.
And then we had a small workshop in Waterbury for a couple of years, and then we upgraded to Cheshire.
Wow. It's been moving real fast for you guys.
Yeah,
great
congratulations.
Job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I posted a video on Instagram. Kristen alerted me to these guys and had Chaz and AJ bats made.
Yeah.
And we auctioned one off, and the Naugatuck mayor won a bid.
Yeah.
And he has it behind his desk. So if you go in to...
You better be polite.
Yeah. You better be polite.
Right.
Because you may have a Chaz and AJ imprint on your forehead.
It's still in good condition right now. Yes. Yes.
So, you not only make bats for major league players... If there are parents out there who want to get bats for their kids, the right bats, you'll take their call, correct?
Absolutely. We do a lot of high school and college, and we're actually in the process of making metal bats.
Nice.
So we'll be hitting the youth market as well.
Nice. All right, Freddie, congratulations, man.
Thank you, gentlemen.
It's a great Connecticut story.
Yeah, that's
keep
so awesome.
It up.
Absolutely.
Just if the Red Sox called, don't just let it go to voicemail.
Second.
Alex Cora wouldn't be happy with me.
Freddie Vargas, founder and CEO of Tater Baseball. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
What a great dude.
Yeah.
You can see why he's so successful.
I need one for my truck.
What's that?
I like that one special.
Need one for your truck?
Right, just kind of hold on to.
You remember back in the day, like, people would drill out, like, a wooden bat and put lead in it?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, back in, you know, gang time?
Yep. Yeah.
When it was gangland land here in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah.
When you go to those biker bars?
Yeah.
It's like they'd have a saddlebag and there'd be a baseball bat in it. And,
you got hit and you stayed there.
That's right.
Yep. Night.
And it wasn't a baseball, it was a tire pressure checker. That's what they had to call it. You had to call it a tire pressure checker because you couldn't be seen holding the weapon.
Is that right? Why do you know that?
Right.
Because I have a wooden baseball bat in my car, and I have keep it with a couple baseballs, and the argument, is that I play ball sometimes.
I don't see that in you, though. I don't ever see you. Have you ever been angry enough to grab a baseball bat and use it on someone?
You know, I haven't, but if there's...
It's early yet. You had to really think about that.
He's like, you know, I have it, but I've thought about it.
You know, right. It's only been 38 years.
We've all had fantasies, right?
Well, as self-defense, someone's coming at you have a baseball bat.
Self-defense.
Officer, in my defense, he looked a lot like a baseball.
He was bald.
Right, the guy's coming at me. I'm grabbing that bat.
You know what you do, too? Like, they're coming at you. You throw the ball at them so they go to catch it.
Right.
Now their hands are busy.
Exactly.
Boom.
Right.
That's what Randy Johnson said. He says, I don't have a gun by my bedside. I have a bag of baseballs. If somebody tries to break in my house, I'm throwing 95-hour fastballs at their head.
Oh, yeah. We saw a commercial. The guy ended up implanted in the garage door.
That would be hysterical.
Right?
The mugshot.
Yeah.
Like five knots on your face.
Look, Mr. Met. It's
like, wow. So the guy's 6'10". Imagine you sneak into his house, and then he gets out of bed. You're like, I've made many mistakes. I cannot get out of here.
Big Bird lives here. No!
The poop pennies.
Right.
Have you heard of these?
They became a thing today.
You this is when your kid swallows a penny.
Right.
And you follow him around for a couple of days.
Right.
And you find a penny.
Exactly. The rebate.
But then.
Yeah.
Here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
You keep the penny.
Yeah. And thank you. And I want that back in circulation. I ain't touching that. You can swallow it,
and
keep it.
We've only found two people who have done this.
So far, yes.
And they're both here.
Right.
And they're both here.
Right. We had two pennies and a dime, so Vince, 12 cents.
Vince Barry.
Yep.
And Brian Blackmore.
Right.
Thanks for using our full government stuff.
The copper thieves.
Yeah. We're starting a paper trail here, too, all right?
Well, yeah, paper thieves eventually,
we're
going
to get arrested for defacing government property.
So I got a picture from Brian that his mother, Mom, thank you for taking the picture of the page.
Mom, save everything.
Mm.
Yep.
The entry before the penny.
Huh? Oh. The end product.
Yeah, I got to put the glasses on.
He's a cheater. No, here we go.
6/15/1989.
Wow.
I'm growing so fast that my mom and dad can't believe it. I learn and do
literally do
new things every day.
Wow.
My mom says I'm terrific.
Wow.
This doesn't look like your handwriting, Brian.
Right? No.
Okay.
No. It's legit.
How old were you in 1989?
I was one. I mean, I was born in 88. So.
Okay.
Wow. Wow, and already narrating. Nice.
Then there's a picture of a button.
Oh.
Or, I'm sorry. There's a button taped to the page.
Okay.
This is a button that I ate when I was 9 months old.
Dear God, didn't they feed you?
My mom discovered it when she was changing my dirty pants.
Oh, oh boy.
Wow.
So the penny wasn't the first thing.
Right. No, he did a button test first.
Tried other things first, and then, you know, you work your way up.
Right, then there's a snap, and then things like that, you know.
Yeah. Canary in the coal mine, yeah.
Right. You got to make sure that one works, you know. Test the portal.
Yuck.
So that was 6/15/89.
He said zipper.
9/30/89.
No. 3 months later?
Mm. Oh, wait. On September 22nd. All right, so there's two dates here. There's one where she logged it, and then one where this date it happened.
Actually, he logged it. It's like a bad documentary.
On September 22nd, 1989, I stood up and started to walk.
Oh.
My parents are so excited.
Pennies per mile.
And then here it is.
Nice.
October 1st, 1989.
Dun, dun, dun.
A date that will live in infamy.
Yes.
Now, she doesn't write it like him.
Right.
She writes like, Brian did this.
Oh.
Brian swallowed this nickel. My mom had to search my poop for days to find you.
Oh.
Lucky she did.
It was tough to make a dime back then, or a penny.
It was a nickel. It wasn't even a penny.
That's
wild.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. When you zoom in on this, it's a nickel.
You saw the shiny. Wanted the shiny.
Bigger and thicker.
Look at the color of this nickel. That nickel
that
looks
seems
like
some stuff.
It's been through someone's intestines.
Yeah. Usually the person,
that's a hell and back nickel.
Yep. Usually the person like who on the piece of change is smiling. Yeah. Not this one.
There are coins in this parking lot that have been in better shape for the last 3 years.
And they say thank you.
Jefferson's face during the Revolutionary War looked better than that coin.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get the feeling this was thoroughly cleaned before put in the book.
That was not acid wash.
Yeah, peroxide. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
All right, now let's go to Vince.
Okay.
I didn't know my mom has a doctor's appointment. I only have a picture of the poop penny, not of the x-ray, but we will get that for you.
That changed the outcome. Is that 12 cents now? It's actually
16.
16 cents, yeah.
Vince's penny looks like it's in a ring box.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she kept it in a jewelry box.
No, that's
like it's a bag.
No,
that's you got as a soldier.
Yeah. It's like I'm a retired Vietnam.
It's like a metal.
Yes. No, no.
The bronze star.
It's a coffin. That
it's
penny
the bronze brown star.
No, it's a coffin. That penny's dead.
Yeah, it's a purple fart.
Right. That penny's dead.
Wow.
Yeah, Lincoln was assassinated twice on that day.
What year is the penny, say?
1971.
Nice. That was a good year. Good vintage, yeah. That was the year of the copper.
Man, and it looks worn down. It looks like his stomach acid just blew Lincoln's face right off.
Seriously. Like,
he doesn't have a nose.
Like that had happened before. Like
his face is just gone.
Poor Lincoln.
Poor Lincoln.
Yeah. Been through so much.
Do we know when you swallowed this? It's a 1971 penny. What year were you born?
I was born in 87, but I was... unfortunate to admit, I was out of diapers by this point. Came out in a toilet, so that means I was probably at least three.
So you heard a dink.
Might have been 90, 91, somewhere in there.
Wow.
Yeah. Right, and you heard it was...
Yeah, ka-tink. Yeah, like dropping into
that
a
is,
piggy
that
bag.
Is the story that has been told at all the family reunions. Did you hear tink? My
sounds
dad
like an
heard
empty...
a tink. And that
really?
Was it. Yeah, that was how he knew.
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't surrounded.
Right.
No, you heard
it
a tink.
It was just like tink.
Right.
The whole family was there. Good job, Vince.
Yeah, it's like giving birth.
They started pulling on his arm for Jack.
Right.
That's right. My eyes rolled.
There's probably more in there.
My eyes rolled. There were two sevens.
Right. Snake eyes. Go.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Damn, man.
And then we had someone call this morning who said their son swallowed a dime.
A dime. Yeah. So we got a dime, a nickel, and a penny.
Right.
So we do a quarter now.
We're up to 12 cents.
Quarter seems hard.
Yeah. They're big. Ridges.
Yeah. Right. That's not coming out, right?
Yeah. I would hope it does.
How would that quarter be like move a lot smoother than a nickel's got little ridges on it?
The half dollar's the real problem.
No, the nickel's smooth. The quarter has ridges.
Yeah. The quarter's got the little things on along the outside the traction, but a nickel has like it's kind of embossed a little bit. It's got a little ring around it that's like raised. I haven't seen a nickel in a long time, but yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In other words, the outer edge. It's almost like a separate ring, and then like there's like a middle piece in there with the I forget who's on the nickel, but it's a little raised. Whereas a penny's more smooth, and it takes a little time
to explain.
Yeah, there's resistance.
What are you saying here?
There's
more quarter.
I would say,
one would you want to eat right now?
The quarter. Yeah,
really.
The nickel's got more resistance.
That's insane.
I'd probably choke to death on the quarter, though.
the way out
is smooth.
It would just go like a flap.
Right. Yeah.
I'd just close it off.
I choked twice on Lifesavers, okay?
And they got a hole in them. Like, you're all
that's how. That's
hole,
how I survived.
Dan in Bristol.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hello.
So I had a story. It's not coins, but when I was just about, my mother had dropped me down 13 stairs.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Wow. Superstitious.
Hold on. Let me get DCF on the phone.
Wow.
Wait. They said they don't care. All right. Go ahead.
So I guess what happened was I swallowed the teeth. I knocked my two bottom teeth out.
Oh. And then swallowed them.
Nice.
Yes. So and then swallowed them.
A happy poop.
We actually, to this day, still have the teeth. They dug around in the poo for them.
This is a common theme.
You can't just let it go.
All right, so we got a dime, two pennies, and two teeth.
Right.
Yeah. I'm picturing the two teeth.
How much does the tooth fairy value the teeth?
16 cents.
I'm picturing a buck tooth poop.
The SpongeBob of poops.
How you doing?
Dooney.
Dooney.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why did they fish around for them?
I guess it was, like, my first teeth, and maybe they had to keep them, but...
Evidence. Right.
Yeah.
At least they didn't put them back in.
Evidence.
Yeah. I'd say, well, we could just get the third tooth and say that's the first tooth. How's that?
Yeah.
Ruth?
Yeah, right. You know, they could have done that, but... The worst part is they grew back with no enamel. I mean, they grew back, but they just had no enamel. So I took
a long time. Yeah, it looked like crap. Yeah.
Looked like crap. All right, Dan, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Ruth?
Just an update to the total. Paula texted that she swallowed a dime when she was 7.
Okay. Oh. But did they find it and keep it? That's sort of the part that we need.
She has it in a baggie.
Okay. So it's two dimes, a nickel, and a penny.
All right, so how much is that?
26 cents.
How many ridges and embossed smooth edges?
I'll count later.
Oh, that's right. It's not a penny.
Right.
It's not two pennies. It's one penny, right. One nickel.
Right. And then two dimes now.
Two dimes.
Yeah.
They are the smaller of the currency. That makes a lot of sense.
I want to swallow $1,000 bill and keep it.
Well, one penny.
Nice.
Two teeth.
Yeah, right.
At whatever going rate was.
Right. Food, no, but this he'll eat.
Steve in Colchester.
Hey, I had a second cousin swallow a quarter playing. You ever hear the game quarters?
Quarters, yeah. Yeah, you drink with a quarter in the beer.
Yeah.
They swallowed it.
Not a good idea.
No.
And you drunk.
I think it came out in his stool, but I don't remember.
Why were you checking?
I was not checking.
Well, he also swallowed his car keys.
We got to get out of here.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive.
Good.
Been chewing tobacco since he was 10.
He's got a taste for money.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
That was a wild detail to add.
Yeah.
I think he's got an iron stomach. He can just handle anything.
Yeah. One of those guys.
Yep, exactly.
He'll live to 110.
Yep.
It's like a goat. He can eat a tin can.
It's true.
Thank you, Steve. Yeah, opening him up, that's like the opening up the shark stomach and jaws.
Right.
License plate. A license plate.
Yep.
Someone's shoe.
They can't. Right.
Misty in Bristol.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
That was quick over there. What's up?
You're on.
Oh, so I swallowed a tack when I was 13 years old.
Oh, my God.
A tack. No. Wow. So you're like a weapon. You're like an air-fired weapon.
Yeah, like a blow dart.
Right. She goes over to a children's party and see a balloon go.
Did it ever come out?
Yeah, so what happened was I was holding it between my teeth. I was up in my brother's room with one of my girlfriends, and we're watching our music videos, and I went to go say, like, oh, I love this song. And as I'm holding the tack in my teeth, I sucked it into my throat.
Wow.
And then it got there, like, they cough it back up. So I ran downstairs, and I was like, Mom, I got a tack stuck in my throat.
Right.
She's like, what? So I couldn't get it up, so I just got the drink of water and made it go down.
Right.
And then she's out, and we had to go to the emergency room, and it was like a big thing, and I had to poop on a bucket.
Right.
Did you get it out?
Yeah, she hung a poster.
We did. I made my mom actually fish it out, and I had it sticking
what
in my wall.
Hold it, hold it. What do you mean, fish it out of
the...
Of
bucket out of the poop.
Okay, right. Not out of you.
Right. Unbelievable.
Well, first they pumped her arm like 10 times.
It'll pass by itself as long as it. You got to make sure that it comes out. So they gave me like Metamucil crackers to eat for a week. And once I had my mom get it out, and I had the tack in my wall for the longest time with a sign that said, this tack went through me.
Right. Tack went through crack.
AJ's right. You should have got one of those maps, and that should have been right on the hospital.
Right. Watch.
Where is the tack now? Do you still have it?
I don't know. Okay.
It's back in circulation.
Yeah, yes.
Wow. That's great.
It's a crack
Thank you, Misty.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Right.
All right. Rebecca in Stratford.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I'm one of seven children, so we got up to a lot of shenanigans, I guess.
Means you're not special.
My oldest brother, my oldest brother would pay my youngest brother to swallow dimes and pennies when his friends came over. And if that didn't work, he would pay him to eat crayons.
Nice.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Right. Are they? Is your brother still alive?
What about candles?
Yes, both of my brothers are still alive.
Does this still happen at Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it. They just don't do it in front of the girls.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And did they retrieve any of these coins?
I don't think that my mother did. My mother wouldn't know what was going on unless my younger brother ate crayons and then his teeth would have, little crayon bits in them.
Yeah.
He'd have like purple teeth or red or yellow.
The color gave him away. Right. That's why they switched to the coins.
Yeah, when you poop magenta.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So my older brother he got in trouble for that a few times.
A little bit. Nice.
The fact that it was more than once is crazy.
I know.
It's crazy.
Like a parlor trick, yeah.
There's not a color in the crayon box and the Crayola box that looks good in between the teeth.
No, it does not.
The green, the black, the red, all looks bad.
Even the white is too white.
Fuchsia white.
Well, it was probably safer for him to be chewing on the crayons than to swallow in the coins, but, he got paid for it either way. He liked it.
He earned it.
I love it. Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.